Chapter 6. Joe Lewis Fights Jim Braddock. Jacob's first weapon was the anti-German feeling that was growing in the US day by day. He told everyone that if Schmeling won the fight, he would take his world championship belt back to Germany and never give another fighter a chance to win it. In addition, he warned Braddock's manager that many anti-German boxing fans would stay away from a Braddock-Schmeling match, and so they would make less money at the gate. It was usual for a boxer's pay to be a percentage of the money earned selling tickets. Jacob's second weapon was cash. He was sure that he could raise more money than the Germans, and was able to guarantee Braddock $250,000, regardless of how many people came to see the fight. Braddock had to compare that to the $31,000 that he had won for beating Bear. He later claimed that Schmeling had offered to guarantee him only $25,000. Then, Jacobs used his third weapon. He would pay Braddock 10% of all Joe's winnings for the next 10 years. This was irresistible. The contract was signed, and it was announced that on the 22nd of June 1937, the Cinderella Man would meet the Brown Bomber. Schmeling was furious and felt he had been tricked out of his title. He flew to the United States immediately, determined to fight Jim Braddock instead of Joe Lewis. But first, he knew that he would have to get the New York Boxing Commission on his side. After the first fight between Schmeling and Lewis, the commission had officially announced that Braddock would fight Schmeling, so Max knew they preferred him to Lewis. Max began to train hard for his fight with Braddock. He told everybody that he, not Lewis, would fight Braddock, and that he would be the next champion. As he had predicted, the commission sympathized with Schmeling and told him that they would not permit the Lewis-Braddock fight to take place in New York. They even agreed to fine Joe for ignoring their decision, but none of this would stop Joe. The fight was moved to Chicago, where the commission had no control. On the night of the 22nd of June, 1937, more than 45,000 people waited anxiously to see the fight between Braddock and Lewis. Normally, the challenger enters the ring and waits for the champion, but Braddock decided to enter first. He had won his title back in 1935, but his manager had made him wait 2 years for a truly lucrative fight. He looked fit and in excellent shape. It was clear that he had come to fight and to win. Now, Joe entered the ring. He had been training hard and listening to everything his trainer had told him. Blackburn had one final message for him before the fight. "This is it, Joe," he shouted over the noisy crowd. "You come back a champion tonight." Both men began the fight well. They looked evenly matched and exchanged punches. Then, in the second round, Braddock knocked Joe Lewis to the floor. Joe had 10 seconds to get up and should have waited for the 8th or 9th second. But he got up immediately. At the end of the round, Blackburn was furious. He knew that many arrogant fighters had got up too early before their heads had cleared and had been knocked out. Joe was lucky, but Blackburn felt that he had taken an unnecessary risk. In the next round, Lewis improved. He was throwing many more powerful punches, and his opponent was hurt. Joe looked at Blackburn. He wanted to know whether he should finish him off.
"Wait, wait!" shouted Blackburn. "Braddock is still able to fight. Wait, I'll tell you when to finish him."
Blackburn was right. Braddock wasn't going to give away his title without a fight. But as the rounds passed, he grew more tired and weak. Blackburn had taught Joe to look at his opponent's hands. When he held them lower, it was a sign that he was exhausted. By the 8th round, Braddock could hardly lift his gloves, and Joe threw a terrifying overhead right. Braddock was on the floor, and 45,000 people knew he would not make the count. There was a roar as it was announced that the new heavyweight champion of the world was Joe Lewis. Joe smiled as he put on his belt, but in his heart, he knew that he'd never really feel like a champion until he defeated Max Schmeling, and that would be an entirely different fight.